Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, October 1st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we have some active warrants in Hardy County. Sue Ann Nichols has a local warrant for tampering with an electronic monitoring device, and Alvin Xavier Thomas has seven local warrants. Four are for failure to appear for trespass in a structure or conveyance. Two are for failure to appear for trespass on a property other than a structure or conveyance. And one is for failure to appear for trespass on an occupied structure or conveyance. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events: in partnership with the Hardy County Ministerial Association, the Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a free barbecue for the entire community as a part of National Faith and Blue Weekend. This laid-back meet and greet would not be complete without cornhole with a cop, bounce houses, giant tic-tac-toe, face painting, and other fun games. This event is open to the public, so everyone can come on out and have a great time. It's at Main Street Heritage Park, 209 West Main Street, on October 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Hardy County Sheriff's Posse Clay Shoot is also on Saturday, October 9th at Square One in Lake Placid. Enjoy a family-friendly event, fun for all ages, while raising money for the posse to help fund scholarships for graduating Hardy County seniors. Registration forms can be downloaded from hardyso.com. And if you have any questions, you can contact Lilibeth Castro at 863-773-0304, extension 232, or email lcastro@hardyso.com. And tonight, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Sebring and take on the Blue Streaks in a non-district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 in your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: L. Cobb Construction is looking for a front desk receptionist. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. Pacer Marine Engineering is looking for an assembly worker. A high school diploma or GED and U.S. work authorization are required. And Maintenance and Reliability Technologies is looking for an assistant steel fabrication manager, 2 years of welding experience, and an understanding of Autodesk AutoCAD, metal processing, and structural fabrication are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine. Each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. That'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 94 with a 10% chance of rain. Mostly sunny, shade temperatures 87, the maximum UV index is 6 high. Winds east-northeast at 9 miles per hour with gusts up to 12 miles per hour. The humidity is very humid, 57%. Air quality is fair, the dew point 69. Cloud cover 26%, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour, chance of rain 20%. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, gusts up to 20 miles per hour in the evening. Saturday, mostly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, chance of rain 20%. Saturday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s with a 20% chance of rain, and Sunday night, mostly clear with lows in the upper 60s. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today, tonight, and the weekend. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Tyson and Purdue Foods have each agreed to settle a class action lawsuit brought against them by broiler chicken growers who allege that Tyson, Purdue, and other companies unlawfully conspire to artificially reduce the amounts they pay to broiler chicken growers for broiler grow-out services. According to MorningAgClips.com, Tyson will pay $21 million and Purdue will pay $14.75 million into a settlement fund, which will be used to pay settlement class members along with other expenses. Tyson and Purdue deny they did anything wrong. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will hold its biannual data users meeting virtually next month. The two-day meeting is held to share recent and pending statistical program changes with the public and to solicit input on the programs. The October 13th agenda includes agency updates followed by breakout sessions, and then on October 14th, the floor will be opened for questions and comments. Pathways to Dairy Net Zero, a groundbreaking climate initiative, was launched last week during Climate Week and just prior to the United Nations Food Systems Summit. AgriMarketing.com reports 40 leading organizations, including 11 of the world's 20 largest dairy companies, have declared their support for the effort. The climate initiative demonstrates the dairy sector's commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions while continuing to produce nutritious foods and jobs for billions.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced a comprehensive set of investments that will address challenges facing agriculture producers. These include assistance for costs associated with drought, animal health, market disruptions for ag commodities, and school food supply chains. Secretary Vilsack also outlined and requested public comments on a new climate partnership initiative that's designed to create new revenue streams. Those would come through new market opportunities for commodities produced using climate-smart practices.
USDA might support a group of dairy farmers seeking to reduce emissions from manure and increasing carbon sequestration on cropland as part of their milk production system. We could fund corn and soybean producers interested in producing a climate-smart commodity for their retail buyer, which might also qualify them for participation in private market carbon credits or other ecosystem service credit systems. We could resource a biofuel company and its development of a low-carbon biofuel, or help organic producers quantify the climate result of their organic practices. Each project will include efforts to measure and track the climate benefits over time.
He said they hope to hear from farmers, commodity groups, livestock producer groups, environmental organizations, ag businesses and tech companies, environmental market organizations, renewable energy organizations, tribal organizations and governments, and organizations representing historically underrepresented producers.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks are closing out September with their worst monthly loss since the beginning of the pandemic. The S&P 500 ended the month down 4.8%, its first monthly drop since January and the biggest since March of 2020. After climbing steadily for much of the year, the stock market became unsettled in recent weeks with the spread of the more contagious Delta variant of COVID-19, a sudden spike in long-term bond yields, and word that the Federal Reserve may start to unwind its support for the economy. The Dow off 546 points today to close at 33,843. The Nasdaq dropped 63 to 14,448. The S&P 500 down 52 points to 4,307. New York oil rose 20 cents, closing at $75.03 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR Sports, I pass across the air. Wild card race has four teams chasing for two spots. Boston is back within one game of New York for the first wild card after the Red Sox ended a four-game skid, beating Baltimore 6-0. Sox manager Alex Cora.
We've done a great job, you know, throughout the season, kind of like not getting caught in the moment, regardless if we're playing good baseball, okay baseball, or bad baseball. You know, we show up every day and we work to be in this position is great.
Toronto beat New York 6-5. Yankees manager Aaron Boone says his team is enjoying the chase.
I feel like the guys are having a lot of fun competing with a lot on the line. That's where you want to be this time of year, and you know, can't wait to get back here tomorrow and get after it again.
Blue Jays are one game behind the Bo Sox for the second wild card. Seattle beat Oakland 4-2. The Mariners with 10 wins in 11 games. A half a game behind Boston. Tampa Bay blanked Houston 7-0, while the Astros' magic number stays at 1 to clinch the West. The Rays locked up the top seed in the American League playoffs. This is Esser in Sports. The Braves have reduced their magic number to 1 for clinching their fourth straight NL East title by whipping the second-place Phillies 7-2. Philly manager Joe Girardi saw his team get within 1.5 games of Atlanta over the weekend before dropping their last three. Now they are 4.5 out with 4 games left.
You know, we have to win every game. So, I mean, we got to do whatever it takes, obviously, and then we need a lot of help.
The Phillies can be eliminated from postseason contention with 1 loss or 1 Atlanta win. Chris Bryant's sacrifice fly in the 7th inning allowed San Francisco to edge Arizona 1-0. L.A. rallied for an 11-9 win over San Diego. The Dodgers stay 2 games behind the West-leading Giants. The Cardinals' team record 17-game winning streak is over after they lost to Milwaukee 4-0. Brewers manager Craig Counsell saw his NL Central champs record their 50th win on the road this season.
To get to 50, it's a big number on the road for sure. It's not easy to do. You know, I think it's a sign of our consistency this year that we're able to do good things home and road.
With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, and no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or if they're closed or you can't make it inside, head online to fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: it's much cheaper to throw a party in a haunted house because you don't have to buy the spirits. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day and an incredible weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.